Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Brett Weiler, Director of Outreach and Investment at the Erie Regional Chamber and Grow Partnership. Brett, thanks once again for joining us for another edition of the Business Spotlight. Can you share with our listeners your background and tell us about your journey that eventually led you to the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership?
As always, thanks for having me on the show. I like to say that I'm a late bloomer, and I'll give you some context on what that means. Went to John Carroll University, got my bachelor's in business administration. Like many 21, 22-year-olds, was a little unsure of what I wanted to do with my life. Spent some time in banking, consumer finance. Ended up back in Erie working for a two-year proprietary school where I was the director of career services. And that was really my first taste of workforce development, economic development. And around that same time, I enrolled at Gannon University for my master's in public administration. So I was 30 years old. I had a pretty good job, a salaried position, and my advisor at Gannon shared a post for an unpaid internship with the Erie Regional Chamber in the Economic Development Department. And I looked at the job description and it really appealed to me. And so I went and interviewed, and a week after I got married, I quit a salaried job for an unpaid internship with the Erie Regional Chamber in their economic development department. And that was about 10 years ago. So thankfully, they liked the unpaid intern, offered me a job shortly thereafter. And, you know, off I went. And I've since then, you know, held a variety of roles within economic development, mostly, you know, the business outreach functionality, which I know we're going to talk about today. I've done some business attraction work, some entrepreneurial ecosystem building, some workforce development, some strategic initiatives. But I tell people the foundation of my economic development career is really built around this business retention and expansion outreach functionality, which I'm focused on today. And I'm happy that we're going to cover a lot of that today in the interview.
For those who may be hearing you on this program for the first time, Brett, describe what your current role and responsibilities are at the Chamber.
Yeah, so my core functionality right now is to build out the Chamber's business outreach functionality. Our team spent some time late 2020 evaluating really where we wanted to go in 2021, how we could be most useful to the business community in a post-COVID environment. And the number one issue we identified was business outreach. So business outreach, you know, from a maybe a simple explanation to start, is going out and meeting with decision makers in the business community, building a relationship with them, building trust with them, and really asking them, what's keeping you up at night? What obstacles are in the way? Or perhaps what opportunities are on the horizon that you'd like to take advantage of? What can we provide you to ensure that you have all the tools available to be a viable, sustainable, profitable business that creates jobs here in Erie County? Conversations typically revolve around workforce development, land and building, access to capital, product development, strategy, etc. But right now, my goal is to build out our team's capabilities so that I'm not the only one in the office doing outreach, but every member of our team approaches every interaction with a business as a business outreach visit where they help the business solve problems. So that's my core functionality today. I also still work with a number of economic development partners in the region, ensuring equitable access to capital to small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and large businesses. We have limited capital resources. We want to make sure that we're deploying those in a very strategic and thoughtful way. So that's, you know, the two big ones for me here in 2021.
That question that you just mentioned, what's keeping you up at night, you and your outreach team ask chamber members that question frequently, including a member like us here at WPSE. As we continue to put COVID hopefully farther and farther away in the rearview mirror, how are you helping business owners in a post-COVID recovery?
Yeah, great question. So I want to frame this up real quick. So I can walk into any business in town and I'm not going to know as much about that business or the industry as the business owner or the CEO or the president. They know their business, they know their market, they know their industry much, much better than I do. What we assume that they don't necessarily know are the multitude of economic development resources available to them. There are, you know, so many tools at the local level, the state level, and the federal level that are designed to address any number of issues or opportunities a business may be facing. You know, frankly, we live in a world of acronyms in economic development. There's so many programs, so many acronyms, so many deadlines and processes. It's not the business owner's, it shouldn't be the business owner's responsibility to figure that all out. That's my job. So we go into a business and they may say, I want to begin thinking about entering international markets. I'm not sure where to start. We have a state program and partner who specializes in assisting companies with that first, second, third step to begin selling into international markets. So it's our job to listen, understand the issues, and then make connections to the resources, the services, and the programs that are available to any given business. We also, as a chamber, a business membership organization, we have connections to hundreds of private sector technical resources and programs and practitioners as well. So somebody may be looking for an intellectual property attorney and they're not exactly sure where to turn. We can make a direct connection to an intellectual property attorney or whatever technical service they're looking for. All that said, COVID has presented unique circumstances where some of your standard issues of the past have evolved into very unique and circumstantial challenges today in a COVID-19 environment. So very early on in COVID-19, you know, we may have assisted companies with acquiring PPE, protective equipment. We may have been able to or are able to help companies apply for and receive PPP loans through the SBA. There's been a number of grant funds available to industries that have been negatively impacted by the pandemic. So the essence of the outreach work remains the same. The challenges and obstacles we're hearing about today are a little bit, you know, different, but it's our job to stay up to date with the, you know, evolution of tools and resources available to businesses and making sure that they're aware of those and that they can utilize those to keep their doors open and keep employing people.
Are there key steps every small business should remember as they look to rebound from the past year? And are there still opportunities or resources that have gone unused?
So that might be the most important question of the day, and it also may be one of the trickier ones to answer. I will say, generally speaking, when we meet with a business, one of the first questions we ask them is if they have a trusted network of advisors. And what we mean by that is we encourage businesses of all sizes and industries to think about having a network of trusted advisors that can give them good advice. Who we mean is, you know, a banker, an attorney, an accountant, an insurance agent, perhaps a marketing consultant. Now, not every business, especially small businesses, don't necessarily have the luxury to pay for those, you know, specialty service providers. So another option I would give small businesses, and it sounds like a little bit of a Homer answer here, but connect with the Erie Regional Chamber's business outreach team, because what we're able to do is connect businesses with oftentimes free or very low cost resources to help them address any particular challenges that they're facing as a result of COVID-19, or perhaps take advantage of a new opportunity that has resulted as a result of COVID-19. I will add on here that there's probably never been a better time for the business community to engage with local and regional economic development professionals and practitioners, because there's really an unprecedented flow of resources occurring from the federal government to the state government down to the local counties and cities. There is, an unprecedented amount of financial and capital products available to businesses, very low cost capital products available to businesses. And the current administration in many ways has provided more resources to economic development organizations to add capacity to departments that provide technical service to businesses. So to recap that answer, think about having a trusted network of advisors and consider an economic development practitioner in the regional Erie regional area as one of those potential trusted advisors for you. Again, it's our job to navigate the system and understand what resources are available to you as you continue to retain your operations to keep your business afloat and hopefully, profitable and prosperous into the long term.
Brett, you have an amazing outreach team at the Chamber. There's been a lot of time, money, and resources put into that outreach team. Do you think that business owners are almost too close to see the answers to problems that might be right in front of them? And that's where you and the outreach team really come in to help navigate. Would you agree?
Yeah, I will agree with that. One of the things we often say, and an observation that we've had, is that business owners are often so busy working in the business that they sometimes don't take a step back or don't have the luxury to take a step back and work on the business. And that's where we come in, where we try to provide them valuable and helpful information about ways that they can enhance different functionalities within their business. We take a project management approach in some ways, where we meet with the business, we try to understand what's going on, and then we get to work connecting them up to resources, to individuals, share information with them. And we don't want to just meet with a company once, listen to their challenges and their opportunities and then be done with it. We see that as the start of a long-term relationship where we can provide counsel to them as they address any number of challenges they may be facing in their business. So our team is very adept at listening and understanding a business's circumstances and connecting the right dots for them. And then ensuring that if we say we're going to connect you up with, organization A, that organization is doing what they're supposed to do in their follow-up with the business.
Are you sensing a growing level of optimism in the local economy as vaccinations are being administered every day and the economic stimulus payments are pumping more dollars into the economy?
Yeah, so I want to be careful with that answer. Let me address this from maybe kind of a macro perspective. Erie was in a really great position pre-COVID. There was a lot of momentum. There were a lot of plans in place, plans that were beginning to see activation, to see action steps, tangible movement. I think because we were in the midst of such positive momentum, because we had a number of thoughtful plans in place, I think it allowed us to navigate the pandemic perhaps better than other communities who did not have that, pre-existing positive trajectory and thoughtful planning and strategy. So at the micro level, we know that a number of individual businesses through the course of of the COVID-19 pandemic last year, unfortunately didn't make it. And some had some, you know, different prohibitions imposed upon them that really inhibited their ability to conduct business. And I always try to be mindful of that. But with that said, those businesses that were able to survive and sustain, I think are starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. And those are for reasons, you know, some of which you've already mentioned. I think the vaccinations rolling out is certainly helping. I think the significant stimulus that's been injected into the economy is certainly helping. I think that, you know, with the difficult circumstances that we saw in 2020, some businesses were actually able to adapt and innovate and launch new products or new processes to meet new demand. And so I think those businesses are poised for growth and sustainability into the future. And I think consumer confidence is coming back as well. You're starting to see people that are more comfortable, you know, going out to events, to retail establishments, to hospitality establishments. Now, we're not where we want to be, but I think the trajectory is in the right direction. And I'm hopeful for the economy in 2021 and beyond.
We talked about it numerous times on this program about how good the chamber is at helping businesses make connections. Can you cite a couple of real world examples that have benefited multiple members?
Yeah. So, you know, I think one of the bread and butter functionalities of a traditional chamber of commerce is our networking opportunities. And I think that we've been very creative and innovative through that in throughout COVID-19 and moving forward. And one particular event that stands out for me is our Connect for Coffee events. They are more structured than perhaps your normal networking events, where, you know, we aim to get 25 people on a Zoom call or in person, socially distanced. Each individual has two or three minutes to kind of give their elevator pitch about their business. And then we leave some time at the back end for people to network based on, you know, what they hear from the 3-minute presentations. And I'm always amazed at how many great connections are made at those events. It allows people the confidence and the comfort to walk up to perhaps a representative from a business they've always wanted to connect with and meet them and begin to build a meaningful relationship with those folks that hopefully results in, you know, value added, you know, business relationship moving forward. So our networking events, I still think are at the heart of what we do from a traditional chamber of commerce standpoint. We like to say that every outreach meeting that we take is additive. We may not be able to make a direct connection with a company that day during that visit, but every visit for us, we look at it as just adding another tool into our toolbox. And so it's amazing to me how many times we may meet with a new business. They have a particular challenge that they're trying to solve, or they're looking for a certain strategic partner in the marketplace. And we can recall a meeting that we had 3 months ago and say, you know, I met with this business owner a few months ago, and I think you two should talk, because I think there's some very real strategic partnership opportunities that could come from this, or perhaps a customer vendor relationship that could come from this. So every meeting we take is additive, because it just allows us to make more meaningful connections, to share information with businesses across the county, and do what we do best, and that's connecting dots for companies.
Brett, can you discuss some of the economic development tools and resources that are available in Erie County to your members?
Yeah, so I will start by saying that there are a lot of resources available and they are always evolving and changing. What I can try to do is frame up some of the core categories of resources that we can offer as an economic development system. There are a number of resources available to companies that are facing workforce development challenges. That could be recruitment, could be retention, could mean training. We have a number of public partners as well as private sector partners that can help companies address workforce development challenges. Another common area of discussion we have with businesses is land and building. Perhaps they're looking to expand their current footprint. Perhaps they're looking for a new or larger facility or location. Again, a number of resources that we can bring to the table that will help them address that need for expanded land and building. It could be capital for the expansion. It could be navigating some of the zoning issues relative to a particular property. There could be some environmental concerns on an existing property. It could be they're just, you know, dipping their toes in the water and they're looking for a new facility. We can send out confidential site selection inquiries to a network of building owners and developers and see if there's a fit in the market for them. So land and building is another key category. Access to capital. Capital is the lifeblood of business in a lot of ways. And we have a number of capital products available to businesses at all stages of business maturity. It's important to note that economic development financing is not intended to compete with private financing or commercial banks. They're actually products designed to supplement or complement private lending. Economic development finance is really good at sharing some of the risk with the private lending institution, allowing the borrower to maybe come to the table with less equity at the front end. Economic development financing complements private lending, and we can procure financing for machinery and equipment purchases, working capital, infrastructure improvements, you name it, there's a product out there in the economic development ecosystem. Another one may be, strategic initiatives or strategy development. We work with a number of entities that provide low cost or no cost succession planning, new market development planning, product development strategies. We partner with economic development agencies. We also have strong relationships with private sector practitioners. We also have very strong relationships with local universities who provide a number of these services as well. So those are really the kind of the core conversations that we're having with folks. Instead of giving you a laundry list of programs and organizations, framing up kind of the core areas in which we can assist, I think is the best way to do this. We like to tell business owners, hey, you don't have to figure this out. Let us figure it out. Let's understand your need, and then we can recommend the right product or the right service for you to help you address that particular need.
If an Erie small business is not a chamber member, how can that one small step be just the catalyst to making 2021 a great year?
So our business outreach functionality at the Erie Regional Chamber is for all businesses in Erie County, whether you are a chamber member or not. We will meet with anyone and everyone. Our goal in every single meeting is to help. It could be a very small ask that you have. You may have multiple asks, but our singular goal when meeting with a company is to assist them. Now, as a membership-based organization, you know, we do rely on membership dues. So our philosophy is pretty simple. Let's show a business value on the front end. Let's assist them. Let's make connections for them. Let's share helpful and relevant information with them so that when it comes time to join the chamber, it's a no-brainer for them. We've shown them value. We've shown that we're willing and able to assist them, that it becomes less of a sales opportunity and more of they believe in the mission of the chamber. They see the value. They want to invest in the chamber, not only because they see the value for their own business, but now they recognize that with more resources, we can then go and help the next business like theirs, perhaps a customer of theirs, perhaps a supply chain business of theirs. So we show them value by helping, assisting, and then we think by showing them value, they'll be inclined to join the chamber as a member.
James Grunke, President and CEO of the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership, is nearing his third anniversary with your organization. How have the many great new additions to your team made your business outreach efforts better than ever before?
Yeah, so I think what James brought to Erie and to the Erie Regional Chamber was a proven methodology, a proven process and philosophy as to how economic development agencies should work. And as a part of that vision, he recognized that a good team, a good economic development team, needed certain skill sets or certain specialties to provide to the business community. So James has done a really great job at adding some new capacities to the chamber. He's added a director of government affairs, which we didn't have in the past. He's added some individual talent with specialties in marketing and public relations and strategic marketing that perhaps was lacking in the past. He's brought people on that have planning backgrounds, which didn't exist prior. So, and he added, you know, me, I worked at the chamber previously and decided to come back after a short stint elsewhere. And he challenged me to think differently about the financing ecosystem in Erie, to think about how we can take those limited financial resources and deploy them in a more strategic and effective way. So I think just generally, James saw the big picture and was able to put some of the pieces in place to execute, an economic development strategy in a way that hadn't been done in Erie previously. So we're thankful that he decided to come to Erie and put that proven methodology and process in place here. And I think we've already seen some dividends there, and we will continue to see an even more effective Chamber of Commerce moving forward.
Brett, thanks again for your time on the Business Spotlight. We always appreciate it. We'll wrap up the program by asking you this final question. If a business has questions on becoming a member, or maybe they just need help, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, so the best thing any business owner can do is reach out to us and schedule a business outreach visit. It's not a sales call. We're not interested in selling you anything. We just want to get to know you and we want to help. We're committed to helping businesses. We're generally curious about how businesses work. And the best way to reach out to us is visit our website, www.eriepa.com. They can contact me directly at bwiler@eriepa.com, or they can call us at 814-454-7191.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.